This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in the areas of mystery and suspense. You'll hear a review of Two Kinds of Truth, Harry Bosch, Book 22 by Michael Connelly, read by Titus Welliver. We also have a narrator interview with Peter Burkrot and a review of his earphones-winning reading of Without Fear or Favor by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Let's get right to it. Our first review today, as always, is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Two Kinds of Truth, Harry Bosch, Book 22 by Michael Connelly. It's an earphones winner read by Titus Welliver. Narrator Titus Welliver portrays Detective Harry Bosch in the latest installment of this long-standing series. Bosch says there are two kinds of truth in the world, that which we all can agree on, which is immutable, and that which comes from the mouths of politicians, lawyers, and their clients, which is malleable. Bosch takes on two cases, a cold case, murder, he thought he'd closed decades earlier, and a new double murder involving the opioid crisis. In a gravelly and sometimes growling voice, Welliver lets Bosch's indignation shine when the facts are revealed and takes on a softer and loving tone when Bosch deals with friends and family. Fans will love the climax and the promise of more Harry Bosch, and one hopes more Welliver. Randy O'Brien wrote that review of Two Kinds of Truth, Harry Bosch, Book 22, by Michael Connelly. It's an earphones winner read by Titus Welliver, and it's available from Hachette Audio for 10 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The Midnight Line by Lee Child, read by Dick Hill. Fans of Jack Reacher, the Reacher creatures, will find everything they've come to expect in the series. Long bus trips to nowhere, detailed, well-choreographed fistfights, which Reacher always wins, and a never-ending pursuit of justice. Narrator Dick Hill's gruff, evenly paced voice has become the voice of Jack Reacher, even when Reacher says nothing. Reacher's self-appointed mission is to track down the owner of a women's West Point class of 2005 ring, which he finds in a pawn shop. Hill successfully voices the many characters, male and female, cop and criminal, whom Reacher encounters. Reacher's pursuit unravels a tragic, eye-opening story of veterans who have been abandoned by their country to cope on their own with the traumatic physical and mental scars of war. Ellen Quint wrote that review of The Midnight Line. Lee Child wrote it. It's read by Dick Hill, and it's available from Random House Audio for 13 hours unabridged. Next, we have The People versus Alex Cross, Alex Cross, Book 25 by James Patterson. It's read by Andre Blake. Dr. Alex Cross, respected police officer, FBI profiler, and psychologist, finds himself on the other side of the law when he's accused of a murder that he claims was self-defense. Narrator Andre Blake voices Cross's frustration, fear, and determination and captures the impact the case has on his family and friends. The multi-layered story alternates between past and present and between the courtroom and another case that draws in Alex, his partner, and his loved ones. In true Patterson fashion, as tension rises for the characters and a verdict becomes imminent, the story also takes the opportunity to tackle topical issues, including race, justice, and technology. Listeners will be immediately invested in this suspenseful story. Kate S. McDonald wrote that review of The People vs. Alex Cross, Alex Cross, Book 25, by James Patterson. It's read by Andre Blake. And it's available from Hachette Audio for 8.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have Miss Copp's Midnight Confessions by Amy Stewart, read by Christina Moore. Listeners are introduced to this fictional version of the real-life Copp sisters and their story set against the backdrop of World War I. Constance, a newly appointed sheriff deputy in Hackensack, New Jersey, faces the challenges of all women, forging a life for themselves at this time. The plot weaves together the lives of the sisters and other girls whom Constance finds in her care. Narrator Christina Moore rises to the challenge of characterizing the various young female characters with ease. Her narration helps listeners to picture the girls from a range of backgrounds, as well as to follow the different plot lines. She also voices the male characters with confidence. This is an interesting story, in particular because it offers a window onto another time. Kate J. Pullen wrote that review of Miss Copp's Midnight Confessions. It's written by Amy Stewart, read by Christina Moore, and it's available from Recorded Books for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing with our reviews in mystery and suspense, we have The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye, Millennium Series, Book 5 by David Lagercrantz. It's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Vance. While the author of the blockbuster Millennium Series has changed, Simon Vance has been the consistent narrator of the audiobooks. Vance creates the voices and masterfully embodies the personalities of the indomitable computer hacker, Lisbeth Salander, the journalist, Mikael Blomqvist, and the other characters whom listeners have followed through the series. We now find Lisbeth in a woman's prison where she leverages all her resources, physical and technological, to defend an abused fellow inmate. Listeners will finally learn the meaning behind Lisbeth's dragon tattoo. Vance's extraordinary talent comes through in the intense, dramatic scenes involving a research study of twins gone awry and in his special ability to differentiate men, women, young and old from all over the globe. Ellen Quint wrote that review of The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye, Millennium Series, Book 4 by David Lagercrantz. It's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Vance, and it's available from Random House Audio for 11 hours, unabridged. Next we have The Forgotten Girl, a thriller by Rio Ewers, read by Kevin T. Collins. Listeners join peace-loving street performer Harvey Anderson as his life is turned upside down one day when he is kidnapped and beaten for reasons he doesn't understand. Soon, Harvey is pulled into a thrilling chase to find a girlfriend who has mind-erasing abilities whom he has apparently forgotten. Narrator Kevin T. Collins' accomplished narration, combined with the first-person narrative, helps to transport listeners into the story. His pitch-perfect characterizations, which emphasize Harvey's regular guy qualities, in contrast to the evil of the villains, plus his spot-on timing, help to deliver a truly thrilling listen. Kate J. Pullen wrote that review of The Forgotten Girl, a thriller. It's written by Rio Ewers, read by Kevin T. Collins. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 14 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Rooster Bar by John Grisham, read by Ari Fliakos. John Grisham returns to his professional roots as an attorney for this drama of white-collar crime, which will remind listeners of his earlier bestseller, The Firm. With quiet certitude, narrator Ali Fliakos captures the mounting despair of three contemporary law students at a subpar law school who suddenly realize that their futures consist of debt and unemployment. Fliakos begins the story at a sedate pace, but soon picks up speed to match the plot. He hits his stride as Mark, Todd, and Zola realize the bind they are in, and who might be to blame. Fans of Grisham's storytelling will enjoy this academic Robin Hood story. The villains are loan sharks, so listeners will be rooting for the good guys, millennials with a cause. Mohana Raja Kumar wrote that review of The Rooster Bar by John Grisham, read by Ari Fliakos. It's available from Random House Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, back to our reviews in Mystery and Suspense, and we have Don't Let Go by Harlan Coben. It's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Weber. Stephen Weber is an exceptional narrator. He adds tension, drama, and empathy to New Jersey detective Napoleon Knapp Dumas' search for the truth about his twin brother's death and the disappearance of his high school girlfriend. The engaging characters and the tight plot with its many twists will intrigue listeners as Weber and Coben make their way to a surprise, maybe even shocking, ending. Weber's pleasant, fluid reading becomes more dramatic as the action intensifies. His portrayal of Knapp is endearing and witty as he expresses heartbreak, stubbornness, and a desire for revenge. With a fast-paced performance, Weber delivers the sharp dialogue and straightforward writing style of this mystery. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of Don't Let Go by Harlan Coben. It's an Earphones winner, read by Stephen Weber. It was a 2017 Best Audiobook, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Last Breath, The Good Daughter, Book 0.5 by Karen Slaughter. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kathleen Early. Kathleen Early performs Karen Slaughter's suspenseful mystery, which introduces defense attorney Charlie Quinn with grace and apparent ease. Early leads listeners to believe she's known Quinn intimately her entire life. The balance Early maintains between Quinn's tough, intelligent exterior and her compassionate, sensitive interior easily draws listeners into the complex young woman's emotional world. And she tests the supporting characters with just as much attention to detail and nuance. Early's swift pace and deft concealment of Slaughter's plot surprises allow the mystery's resolution to sneak up on listeners with the most potent of revelations. Slaughter has masterminded a fascinating new character for the world of crime fiction, and Early ensures that she's appreciated. Catch your breath. This audiobook is frighteningly good. So says our reviewer, Jennifer Forbus, of Last Breath, The Good Daughter, Book 0.5, by Karen Slaughter. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kathleen Early, available from Blackstone Audio for 4 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Western Star, Walt Longmire, Book 13 by Craig Johnson. It's an Earphones winner, read by George Guidel. Narrator George Guidel continues his stellar delivery of Craig Johnson's Walt Longmire series. This installment involves shifts in time between Longmire's current concern an old nemesis who's about to be paroled, and his early years as a sheriff when he returned from the war in Vietnam. Goodell expertly carries listeners back and forth between 1972 and the present day, maintaining the plot's suspense without losing his audience in the 45-year gap. Johnson is a master of dialogue, and Goodell picks up every nuance perfectly. The later installments in this series seems to be taking on a darker tone, which Goodell adapts to accordingly while still managing to nail Johnson's humor. With Johnson and Goodell as a team, first-class entertainment is guaranteed. Jen Forbus wrote that review of The Western Star, Walt Longmire, Book 13 by Craig Johnson. It's an Earphones winner read by George Goodell, and it's available from Recorded Books for 7.5 hours unabridged, and it was a 2017 Best Audiobook, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we are going to take a break from our mystery reviews, and we're going to have an interview with narrator Peter Burkrot. Narrator Peter Burkrot may be the very definition of the word versatile. Whether it's a police procedural or a courtroom thriller or a suspense, history, biography, memoir, business advice, and more, he can do it all. Like anything else in the audiobook industry, he says, the more you can do, the more you can do. He's not only adept at playing all the parts in novels, but he's also able to take on just about any role and any kind of accent. Everything you do is a challenge, he says. I always think of narrating a novel as being in a movie and playing all the parts, all the music, all the singers. But when you're doing a nonfiction piece or a memoir, there's still acting involved. The responsibility is to channel the author's voice and make it as organic and three-dimensional as possible. Burkrot began as a child actor. He once appeared in a scene with Bill Murray in the hit movie Caddyshack, and he continues to hone his craft by performing on the stage, in films, in television episodes, and in video games as a voice actor. He says, I'm successful because I am able to invest emotionally and psychologically in the imagery world to a level where the storyteller takes you there and keeps you there. Burkrot says that trying to capture the voice of an author incorporates all his experiences and his imagination. He began taking acting lessons at the age of 12, but over the years he's found that the most effective acting is instinctual and raw. I've also been an acting teacher for over 25 years, and I teach narrators as well. When I started teaching, everything changed dramatically because I discovered it's kind of like being a therapist. He adds that working with actors means helping people take emotional risks that can be painful and embarrassing. He believes he has evolved as a teacher. He started to see the actor's responsibility to commit to the character's journey. It eliminates ego. What happens when you have years of acting training is that you stop thinking about how you're going to make it sound or how the audience might react. Instead, you ask yourself, am I on the right narrative track to tell the story? And instinctively, as an actor and a teacher, all of those things kick in. And while Burkrot might mark up a manuscript on his iPad with reminders on words to emphasize and when pacing is essential, he relies on instincts developed through education and experience to produce award-winning audiobooks. With training and with the background, you're going to automatically take those pauses that are filled with feeling. You're going to find the nuance and the beats that are natural and honest. That highlight, talking with Peter Burkrot, was conducted by Randy O'Brien. And here is a review of Burkrot's Earphones-winning reading of Without Fear or Favor by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Narrator Peter Burkrot handles this timely, well-written police procedural courtroom thriller about racism within police departments and the world at large. Butch Karp is the district attorney of New York City and an easy character to like. Listeners will appreciate Burkrot's deft use of pacing and accents to bring out the characters' personalities and emotions. He is especially adept at the many, mostly male voices at building the drama of the story. From the beginning, we know that Black Baptist preacher's son, Ricky Watts, was armed and that he fired first in an attempt to assassinate author Bryce Kim. Ricky, however, was set up by a sociopath who calls himself Nat X. The intriguing, well-plotted story is compellingly delivered by Burkrot. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of Without Fear or Favor by Robert K. Tannenbaum. It's an Earphones winner, read by Peter Burkrot, available from Dreamscape for 9.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we turn our attention now back to our reviews in Mystery and Suspense. And our first one on the second half of this is A Perfect Spy, BBC Radio 4 full cast dramatization by John le Carré, read by a full cast. It's an Earphones winner. Taut, intricate, and urbane, this BBC Scotland radio adaptation captures the sound and feel of the British grey atmosphere and Cold War imagery of John le Carré's 1986 masterwork. The story focuses on a spy who seems to be a friend and confidant to all who suddenly disappears. With a tone that moves between hope and feeling of lost chances, British actor Julian Rhind Tutt dives deep into the motivations of the perfect spy, Magnus Pym. The plot twists include a number of flashbacks, so it is left to the wonderfully naturalistic performances by the entire cast to keep the story immediate and grounded. It's not often that a spy novel can be described as heartbreaking, but that's just how close to the bone and well told this spy story is. Brian Price wrote that review of A Perfect Spy, BBC Radio 4 full cast dramatization. It's by John le Carré, and it's an Earphones winner, read by a full cast. It's available from BBC Digital Audio for 3 hours as an audio program. Next, we have The Marriage Pact by Michelle Raymond, read by Tom Taylorson, and it's an Earphones winner. Tom Taylorson narrates this thriller with precision, helping listeners to be pulled into the story. Alice, a lawyer, and Jake, a marriage counselor, sign on to The Pact, a secret society of couples who are committed to ensuring that their marriages are happy. When Alice and Jake inadvertently break the rules, the consequences are dire, more dire than they ever expected. Taylorson's voice becomes more expressive as the tension builds, and he deftly captures the charming veneers of the society's members. But while the plot is riveting, its resolution is too speedy and ultimately unsatisfying. Still, Taylorson ramps up the suspense in this sinister psychological drama. Listeners will find his delivery compelling and rich in experience. Susan C. Awe wrote that review of The Marriage Pact by Michelle Raymond. It's an Earphones winner, read by Tom Taylorson, available from Blackstone Audio for 13 hours unabridged. Next, we have Hardcore 24 by Stephanie Plum. It's a Stephanie Plum book 24 by Janet Ivanovich, read by Lorelei King, and it's an Earphones winner. Zombies? Really? Plum fans know that the series has not thrived on its plots, but on its funny, quirky characters, especially their dialogue. So the best way to experience Ivanovich is by having narrator Lorelei King bring to life Stephanie, Lula, Morelli, Ranger, Diesel, Grandma Mazur, and all the other lovable and sometimes despicable secondary characters. King's skill in consistently projecting timbre, tone, intonation, and accent allows the listener to know immediately which character is speaking. She is a master narrator who expertly conveys sexy males, and there are three in this book, females of different ethnicities, the young and the very old. While Stephanie's life remains frustratingly static, King's performance of Lula and Grandma Mazur will still make listeners laugh out loud. Ellen Quint wrote that review of Hardcore 24, Stephanie Plum, Book 24 by Janet Ivanovich, an Earphones winner read by Lorelei King. It's available from Random House Audio for 7 hours unabridged. Finally today, we have Murder on the Orient Express by Agatha Christie. It's an Earphones winner read by Kenneth Branagh. Kenneth Branagh offers a full cast performance all by himself in this delicious production of a 1934 Christie classic that is often remembered only for its film adaptations. What a pleasure to encounter the author's original intent and be reminded of how cleverly she devised plots and characters. For those who need to be reminded, the plot involves a murder on the snowbound Orient Express and Hercule Poirot's investigation of the crime. The characters include Americans, Swedes, Russians, Brits, French, and of course our favorite Belgian. Men and women, highborn and low. In between his fine-worn narration, Branagh becomes a fretful American lady, a nervous French train steward, a high Russian countess, an Italian laborer, and many more. In conversation, it's breathtaking. Make it your next listen. So says our reviewer, Aurelia C. Scott, of Murder on the Orient Express by Agatha Christie. It's an Earphones winner read by Kenneth Branagh. It's available from Harper Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, that concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time, when we'll have reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of What Unites Us, Reflections on Patriotism by Dan Rather with Elliot Kirshner, read by Dan Rather. I also have a narrator interview with Rob Shapiro and a review of his Earphones-winning reading of Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. It's written by Max Tegmark. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.